This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Let's do a little energy now, shall we? Energy and the environment, really, by which I actually mean climate change and what we are going to do about it. One thing that's been getting a lot of attention, especially the last couple of years, are these things called carbon offsets, basically credits that you or a company can buy to make up for your own carbon dioxide emissions or, you know, from traveling if it's you or manufacturing if it's a company, for instance. Trouble is, not all carbon offsets are created equal, and that's for sure going to be part of the conversation at the big UN climate change conference that's coming up in about 10 days. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has that one.
If I can't pollute less, I'll pay someone else to pollute less for me. That is basically the idea behind carbon offsets. So when some business or other says it's going to be carbon neutral, this is one of the ways it does that, by paying money for a credit that ends up going to some carbon-reducing project somewhere in the world.
Some carbon projects are planting trees. Some are focused on regenerative agriculture. Some are focused on the oceans.
Jody Manning directs marketing for Cool Effect, a Bay Area nonprofit that helps people and businesses reduce their emissions and find high-quality carbon offsets. Emphasis there on high quality.
Many of the offsets that are purchased by companies are not of sufficient quality.
Gilles Dufran is a policy officer at Carbon Market Watch.
Many of the credits that are bought today do not represent a ton of carbon dioxide, and often that's because it's just very difficult to measure the impact of a project.
A group might claim to be using money to protect a forest that was never in danger of being cut down. Or someone might claim money from a carbon credit is making a wind farm financially possible that otherwise wouldn't be. But how do you make sure that's true? Danny Cullenward is with Carbon Plan, a nonprofit climate science research organization.
That's an extraordinarily tough problem to do in one sector in one country. Try doing it in every sector in every country, and now you have the problem of what a global offsets market should be.
There are standards out there, and there are groups that vet carbon offsets. But Cullenward says there's also a lot of shadiness to sort through. And this comes at a time when the market for carbon offsets is exploding. In 2019, the global offset market was worth $320 million. It is now worth about $750 million, and the year's not over. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.